Today, I effed up by telling a guy I loved him while drunk after he told me he wasn't ready for a relationship.
Oh, that hits.
I've heard this from the male's perspective, but hearing it from the female's perspective,
that hits.
That's crazy.
That hits, man. Oh. That hits. So Silent Rose Garden says, I, 25 female, met a guy, 27 male, online playing video games. We met a couple months back when we were both in different long distance relationships, but instantly we had a connection as friends and would constantly pick fun and mess with each other in a friendly way. At the end of last year, I broke up with my now ex and shortly afterwards had reconnected with him at the beginning of the year. Reconnected with the ex or the friend?
The friend. This is okay. Walking into rebound territory.
He values himself. But he was also in a relationship, so we don't know what the timeline of him getting out of the relationship was.
Gotcha.
We started off by talking about our old relationships and all the drama we went through and how we had been since we hadn't talked in a while. Our connections grew as we kept talking to each other every single day. Spending our time playing games together, watching movies and shows, flirting a lot, and falling asleep on the phone together every single night for almost 2 months. I had noticed him getting a little distant a couple of days ago, and one night I was texting him, and that's when he told me he wasn't ready for a relationship. Why did you pick this story, Riley?
Oh, Why did you do this to me? I'm sorry, Sophie.
He told me how his ex had really effed up him wanting to get into another long-distance relationship. He told me it wasn't my fault and that he liked me, but he needed space and didn't want to continue what he had been doing. This had made me sad because I had realized I was starting to fall in love with him.
Mm.
We had a lot in common, wanted the same things in a relationship, and overall, he was exactly my type. Through all of this, though, we did continue to be friends, texted each other here and there, and played games with our friends almost every single night this week. This, however, continued to make my feelings for him grow. But I decided not to push anything or tell him. Last night, we decided to hang out in a call and play some games and drink since we hadn't done that in a while. While we were gaming, we started talking about everything that had happened with us. This is when I drunkenly told him that I was falling in love with him and really wanted to be with him, but was scared because he wasn't ready for another relationship. He went quiet for a little bit, told me he didn't expect that, and shortly afterwards decided to head to bed and left the game. Today, I woke up to a text from him saying that everything last night was a lot for him to take in, and that he didn't know if we should hang out anymore one-on-one.
Oh!
Oh!
Yikes!
I told him what I did was stupid and that I felt extremely sorry for saying everything. We agreed to not talk much or play games with each other anymore until he felt better about everything. And now I feel like I've completely ruined any chance of getting with him.
No!
Oh! No, no. If he wanted to be with you, he would.
Yeah, and He would communicate
with you.
Be like, I do want a relationship.
Just not right now. I need a little bit more time.
Not right now. Let me heal.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want
to. If he wanted to do it, he would.
He would.
He doesn't want to be with you.
I had a friend that he was talking to this girl, and this girl was like, I would be in a relationship with you, but this, and this, and blah, 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 blah. And basically like, led him on just to get attention from him, and then got with another guy.
Oh.
And the guy, he's taller than my friend. But like my friend is muscly. He's good looking.
She
went for a redhead. The redhead's not bad looking, but
he's tall.
But there are some relevant comments I found. These are insightful, Sophia.
Insightful?
They're insightful.
Okay. Rick Sanchez says, I don't think it's stupid or an F up to be honest about your feelings for someone. Just because you have those feelings doesn't mean he has to reciprocate. You can still be friends if you all can manage to be adults about it and not buy into the false dichotomy. Silent Rose Garden, who's OP, says, for sure, I see your view, and we've been pretty mature about it, or at least I believe so. I more so felt like I effed up ever having the opportunity of being with him, due to the fact I knew it was not the right time or place to tell him that when I knew he wasn't ready for a relationship and needed time to heal. I hope, even if he decides he isn't interested anymore in going that way with me, we're able to stay friends, as we do share a friend group, and have always had a lot of fun with each other, even way before we started flirting. Only time will tell, I guess.
Yeah, sharing a friend group.
That's hard. That's tough, man.
That is tough. Find someone that's an hour away.
I don't know. It depends on if they're still flirting in these, like, you know, scenarios. If they were flirting and he's like, you know what, like, sorry.
Can't do it.
I can't. Like, I realized, you know, I'm still hurt over this past relationship. I'm not in the right headspace. And then he continues to flirt with her. not cool.
Not cool at all. He just wants your attention.
Yeah. But if that's not the case, you know.
I'm interested of knowing who brought up what happened in the past. Was it her? Was it him? Let's talk about it. Who brought that up? If he brought it up, changes.
Yeah. Oh, at the party when she told him that she loved him?
No, they were playing a video game together.
Yeah.
And something came up. While we were gaming, we started talking about everything that had happened between us.
Who brought that up? Who brought that up?
If it was him, red flag. He just wants attention. You don't need that in your
life. You don't need that. Stop leading your
own. Why would he bring that back out? Be like, he's dangling it, the relationship. He's
dangling that relationship.
It was just you trying to shoot your
shot. Why are people out here dangling relationships? Stop.
Stop.
Yeah.
Commit.
Commit.
There is no other better person.
There isn't. You're not going to find. It's not. There's not going to be a better time. You're always going to be busy. Don't leave the 90 for the 10.
Exactly. Also, Sophia, you're going to love this.
Yeah.
You know how hard it is to find someone that will match your silly goose energy?
So true.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's hard. It's hard to find someone who will match your silly goose energy. And if you find someone who matches your silly goose energy, you should
latch on.
Latch on.
Do not let go.
Yeah.
That's all we got for you guys today.
That's all we got for you.
That's our relationship advice from two single people.
From two single people. One less single than the other. One more single than most.
Guess who's working on it? Guess who's might be less single than the other? Let us know in the comments.
Yeah. But that's all we have for you.
If you love us, make sure to subscribe.
We love you.
And see you tomorrow.
John, I have these like bumps on my neck. Ooh. It kind of like, I don't know, feels like a rash. I'm not sure if it's from surfing or if I have like an infectious disease.
Kind of gross.
A little bit. So I've been like a little worried. Yeah. And I don't want to be worried anymore.
Yeah, you shouldn't be. You should fix it.
And I think there's one way to fix it. It's going on ZocDoc literally right now and searching for dermatologists near me. I actually just found one 2.8 miles away, has 4.91 stars, 169 views, and there's an appointment tomorrow.
What are you doing here right now?
I'm obviously going to go to ZocDoc right this second.
Let's do it.
ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you.
And instantly book appointments with them online.
And these docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients.
We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists.
And you can filter for ones that take your insurance.
And treat basically any condition you're searching for.
The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 and 72 hours.
Sometimes even same day.
I use ZocDoc. We use ZocDoc and you should too.
So go to ZocDoc.com/OKOP and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today.
That's ZocDoc.com/OKOP. ZocDoc.com/OKOP. This is an episode from Deep Within the Archives.
Time for OKOP Rewind.
I have cancer, but my professor demands I turn on my Zoom camera. Fine, I'll show her something she'll never forget.
You know, we get these stories every once in a while, and it's like you ask why so hard that your brain just explodes.
I know.
It make sense.
Although,
it
like, sometimes professors are just assholes, bro. Just assholes.
I don't like.
Think you're so cool because you have your fancy degree.
Wow. I could write on chalkboard too.
Yeah.
You idiot.
Idiot, bro.
God.
All right. So there are two important background things to know before the story.
Yes.
One, I was diagnosed with a rare ovarian cancer at the beginning of this year. I had surgery and some chemo and mostly am recovered now. I still have to go in for frequent testing and occasional monitoring. I'm a private person to the extent that I have dated people for years without telling my parents. So you best believe my coworkers and bosses are unaware of my medical history.
Oh.
Number two. I attend a university that has an ambassador program. Basically, if you have a high enough GPA, you are able to interview for the program. And if you get in, they pay you your tuition during the time you're an ambassador. In exchange, you work 5 hours a week and work graduation / other events. I am one of the ambassadors, and this is my story.
Now, wait, is it basically free tuition or they get their tuition covered and get paid?
Hey there, beautiful. You just reached the OKOP hotline.
It's so hot. You got two big, fat, sexy thumbs.
Big, sexy thumbs.
thumbs.
You know what we want you to do with those thumbs?
Stick those little piggies right into Spotify and slide them in OKOP's About section and rate 5 stars.
Or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Oh, God. You're going to make me comment on how many 5-star reviews we received.
Thanks, beautiful.